live from the List Track Recording Studio. This is Email Marketing Today. Here are your hosts, Ross, Matt, and Brent.
And welcome to this week's edition of Email Marketing Today, List Track's weekly podcast series. With us today is myself, Matt Elliott. I am the Director of Client Services for List Track. And also with us is Brent Schroer, our Product Development Manager, and Ross Kramer, our CEO. Hey, guys.
Hey, Matt.
Howdy.
How's everybody doing?
Beautiful morning here in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Not usually doing these in the morning, so this is different.
It is a beautiful morning. We've got about 3 or 4 inches of snow on the ground out there, although it rained a little bit yesterday.
But it's warming up here a little bit today.
But it was chilly. I had about 22 degrees on my back porch this morning when I woke up.
Yeah, that weather gave me the privilege of being locked in a house with 3 young children with school being canceled and nowhere to put them because with the rain is just chaos, but it was a fun day.
You made it through.
I made it through. But speaking of some chaos and some other things that are going on in the email world, Ross has been kind of reading up on some of the latest events and trends and had some things he wanted to talk about.
Yeah, so there was an interesting post on the popular tech blog TechCrunch, and on that post it was talking about the kind of rise and fall of some of the email providers that are out there, Hotmail, AOL, Gmail, Yahoo, and wanted to share some of the stats. The article really talked about Gmail's rise to fame. So Gmail was launched 4 years ago, right? It's Google's free email offering. And essentially the article is just saying that in a short time, Gmail has risen to the number four spot, specifically talking about that it grew 43% last year, which is quite notable considering that Yahoo grew, I don't want to say only, because only 11%. It's 11% is still a fairly sizable increase, I would say, but comparatively speaking to Gmail's 43%, it was lower. Interestingly enough, Hotmail actually declined 5%. And Matt, before we kind of came online here, you were sort of talking about maybe why consumers have flocked to Gmail versus some of the other stalwarts.
Sure. And some of this is from personal experience, and some of it's also from reading a lot of blogs and a lot of posts out there. And there's a big difference, I think, right now in how these ISPs handle spam. And one of the things that Gmail has in its back pocket and is really helping it out with providing their consumers a spam-free inbox is their purchase of Postini a couple of years ago. And the blending of all the reputation and heuristic scanning that Postini's providing them and helping clean out their inboxes. I know a few years ago we would tell customers of ours that, you know, the Gmail imprint isn't very large and, you know, just focus on your Hotmail and Yahoo addresses and dealing with deliverability issues and activity and reputation issues with those ISPs. But obviously there are increasing signs that people are going to Gmail. And in my own Gmail account, I mean, I can leave my Gmail account alone for 3 weeks and come back to it and my inbox hasn't changed very much unless I've received mail from people I know. If I do that to my Yahoo or Hotmail accounts, the inbox is going to be full and with a lot of stuff that I don't expect to receive.
And so, that and your account will be disabled if you don't log in 30 days or 60 days. I can't recall exactly what the expirations are on those accounts, but I know that Hotmail has it dialed down to maybe 30, 45 days, something like that.
Something like that.
Which could really attribute that decline in the amount of accounts. I mean, I know there's been a lot of reputation behind those Hotmail and Yahoo accounts that they're, a lot of people sign up to them and don't use them very often or use them for a specific purpose or for a short period of time and then move on to another free webmail account. And so if that's what they're doing and leaving and abandoning those Hotmail accounts for that purpose, it's very likely that, you know, they're being disabled and that could account for that decline in their growth.
I've always liked the way in Gmail you can tag your email and you can search on your tag and sort by your tag. It's just kind of a nice feature that, you know, is kind of specific to Gmail.
Yeah, Google definitely is employing some technology and doing some things a little bit differently than the other ISPs, I think.
I think the other thing to note is a lack of support for accreditation services like Goodmail, SenderScore Certified, etc. I know when we talk to our partners on that side, and say, hey, when's Gmail coming? You always sort of they kind of sort of wrinkle their nose, kind of furrow their brow, so to speak, when that comes up, because I think the guys at Google are trying to solve the deliverability problem with their algorithm, just like they tried, you know, and for a large part succeeded in solving the search problem with their algorithm. I think they're trying to do the same thing with the spam problem. And interestingly enough, I'm not seeing a large adoption rate for those types of accreditation services, even though they could probably monetize their email product a little bit better, although Gmail is kind of based around a monetization model, which is interesting to note. The other thing that I saw in some of my late night research that I seem to be doing while I'm feeding my 5-month-old at home is some courts across the pond, I think in the UK, are going after some ISPs for contextual advertising in an email really? Based around privacy concerns. So The fact that if I email you, Brent, you know, something private about my life, and all of a sudden you're seeing ads around, you know, that sort of private subject. Some folks in the UK are saying, why is the ISP able to know this, and what data are they sharing with people about me and things like that?
Yeah, you know, we heard the same kind of concerns when Gmail first launched, you know, because you had the same type of concerns, kind of privacy concerns there. But are there actually any legal laws being passed on that, or it's just a concern at this point?
Tough to say. Okay. It was like 3:30 in the morning. It was operating on a low cognition level, but it is, sure. You know, it's, you know, interesting to see this, you know, this type of thing. It's like the ISPs have to monetize this free email service somehow, right? So the bandwidth and the disk space just don't come from the bandwidth and disk space fairy. So somebody's got to pay for this stuff.
Going back to the popularity of Gmail, just kind of a takeaway for the designers, as far as, you know, making sure that your creative looks as nice in Gmail as it does in other email clients. Gmail is probably one of the email clients that has the poor support for CSS, and I would actually point people to Email Standards, the Email Standards Project, email-standards.org, has a great breakdown of all of the biggest email clients and kind of the support for CSS, and has a great breakdown. I mean, right up front, they actually show, you know, Yahoo Mail, excellent support, Outlook 2007, poor, Gmail, poor, and they actually list out what, you know, what support is there and what is not. So it's a nice resource for any designer out there when you are trying to make your creative look as nice as possible across multiple email clients.
One interesting stat just on the Gmail topic is, Matt, can you guess what our number one domain on our own marketing list is?
Let me see. Do I get three guesses, or how about the first one being Gmail?
You got it. So, you know, sort of a couple of years ago, we were like, you know, Gmail doesn't have much of an influence. It's our number one, you know, our number one domain. So we're very much a B2B marketer. Interesting stat there that Gmail's the number one domain.
Absolutely. And going back to your comment earlier about their lack of support for the accreditation certification programs and relaying that and tying that back to my comment about their purchase of Postini, recent stat put out by Gmail, they process over 2 billion messages a day through their Postini network. And so I think they have a real leg up on a lot of the competition in developing those algorithms and combating spam. And the things to remember when delivering to Gmail is they do fully support authentication. And so one of the things that you need to do when you're sending to Gmail is making sure that you're setting up SPF records, sender ID records, and domain keys, because they do support the methods of authentication. So it's definitely in your best interest if you have, you know, Gmail addresses on your list to make sure that you're authenticating your emails.
You know, and I can say from the deliverability side of all of the top ISPs, we probably have those guys. We rarely have problems on those sites. We got to, you know, in 2008, we saw a lot of issues with Yahoo and those deferrals, Yahoo deferring mail. That's, you know, there's scads and scads of web pages that talk about the Yahoo deferrals. Microsoft's LiveMail, Hotmail was going through issues really for the past 2 or 3 years, trying to sort that out. Comcast is, of course, having their struggles as well, as they have gone from, you know, really nothing to a huge player in just a very small amount of time in terms of the ISP world. But, you know, Gmail, we don't hear a whole lot from our deliverability guys. Not a lot of grumblings there.
Yeah, I'd second that.
Speaking of deliverability stuff, Matt, MOG is coming up. Can you speak to MOG, what that is, what the conference is all about, where it's at, et cetera?
Absolutely. The MOG is an acronym for Messaging Anti-Abuse Working Group, and it is a coalition that brings together the senders and the receiver community. So the senders being email service providers and email marketers, and the receivers being the ISPs and the spam blocking services and the webmail providers, you know, the people that receive the mail on their end, and the senders being the ones that are, you know, trying to get their messages through. And this is kind of a unique organization in the sense that it hasn't happened before, where these two kind of diametrically opposed organizations or groups of individuals have come together and tried to solve some common problems, and that is, you know, helping people who want to get mail receive that mail. And on, you know, on the ISP and receiver side, you know, they want to protect their inboxes and their customers' inboxes. And on the email service provider and on the sender side, you know, we want to help legitimate marketers reach the inbox. So there's obviously a legitimate use for email marketing, and this organization is really trying to bring those two sides together and come up with some standards and some agreements and some understanding of each other, and come up with some common goals to really just help out the delivery go through. So we're meeting this is a members-only meeting, and ListTrack is a member of the organization, and it's a members-only meeting in San Francisco, and that's February 17th through the 19th. And basically it's just some working group, some workshops of us all getting together and talking about what the challenges that we're facing now in the email delivery world and what we can do as a community to come together and help keep the bad stuff out and let the good stuff in.
Also in the calendar is the EEC show, the Email Evolution Conference, are they calling it? So that's in Scottsdale, coming up on the 9th. It's a good place to be if you're an East Coast person on February 9th to be in Scottsdale, Arizona. So that's coming up as well.
That is through the Email Experience Council. Yeah. So you can get more information at emailexperience.org.
And Herschel Gordon Lewis is coming up on webinar series.
Once again.
So
very popular webinar last time.
That's right. One of our most popular. So anybody that's listening in, hit up listtrack.com, and there's the registration stuff out on our website. Also like to put in a plug to follow us on Twitter, as we've got really daily Twitter posts of what's happening in the email universe and what's happening at ListTrack out there. So be sure to follow us on Twitter. Brent, any closing remarks before we wrap it up today?
I would just say if anyone out there did miss our last webinar, Using Holiday Data and Analytics Effectively Throughout the Year, that's also available now on demand on our website. So you can go out and check that one out.
Matt, anything from you?
Not at this point. I hope to see anybody who's listening that's going to be out at MOG or at the EC. Come find us. We'll be out there in our ListTrack polos and track us down, and we look forward to seeing everybody.
We'll catch you next week.
See you later.
Yep, take care. Thank you.